Jilly will not be with us, and Bruce, the other Bruce, suggested that we had some kind of informal, and he now suggests that we meet together up here for breakfast instead of it would be good if each person could pay for their own breakfast.
No, you're not going to treat us then. No, I'm trying.
I've already had an offer to pay for me, but I'm not accepting it.
You've already had an offer for what?
To pay for him.
Yeah, well, we'll all pay for you.
No,
pray
no.
For you, and I'll bring my there.
No, but we do want to know today who's coming, and we're going to have breakfast up here, so that the other Bruce will give the order in today. So, can I see who's going to come? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Bruce himself is 6, isn't it?
6. I made that.
Yeah. Right. Do you think Sarah Jane would be here?
She might be. But we say you're the 7, do both.
Yeah.
Right. Now then, birthdays. It's
say it loudly, Bruce.
Richard's birthday today. Eunice and I are ashamed because at home we've got a card for him and we forgot to bring it. But many happy returns of the day. And it's also Kelsey's birthday.
Yes,
the manager.
Also Kelsey's birthday. Woo! Kelsey, don't leave just yet.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Kelsey and Richard. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, Richard.
Oh, thank you.
Right.
Just ask how old you are, because on your Facebook page it says 58 today.
Oh,
and
right.
I thought, well, that's wrong, because I'm sure it was 60 last year.
Oh, right. Oh, I didn't know that.
I understand there was a party. Yeah.
I thought it was
the
same Richard.
Must be Facebook flattering me, I think.
You were going to go for 59, weren't you?
Probably looking at my profile picture, I think, yeah, well, we'll give a few years.
There you go. Because you're going to look at mine.
Oh,
right.
Dear.
So over to Jilly, thank you.
Right. So today our message is about peace, which we certainly all need, and thank the Lord that He's given it to us. So, excuse me. So let's pray and we'll begin. Oh, Lord Jesus, thank you for bringing us here today. Thank you for birthdays, that we can celebrate the birth that you gave us. We are your creation. So particularly today, we remember Richard and Kelsey. And Lord, our heart is for Kelsey to know you as his Lord and Saviour. So thank you, Jesus, that we can come and worship you together as one family, whether in the pub or in this little corner. So thank you, Lord. In your precious name, Jesus, amen. So we're going to sing, "You are the King of Glory. You are the Prince of Peace. You are the Lord of heaven and earth. You're the Son of Righteousness." Continue our worship with "In Christ Alone My Hope Is Found. He is my light, my strength, my song. This cornerstone, this solid ground, firm through the fiercest drought and storm. What heights of love, what depths of peace, when fears are stilled, when striving cease. My comforter, my all in all, here in the love of Christ I stand.
In Christ alone, my hope is found.
Righteousness.
Wonderful Lord, in prayer. Let us pray. Lord, you created a perfect world, but things changed. Mankind have gone their own way, and there has been disruption and unrest. There have been wars and disagreements between nations, between leaders, between continents and within countries. Also, organizations, families, and individuals have played their part in spoiling your world. Whereas we know that it was your desire that there should be peace throughout the world. We earnestly come to you, Lord, to pray for peace in all places and among all people. May we all strive to work for peace, leaving no stone unturned as we speak out and oppose all that divides our world. How wonderful it would be if we all learnt to reveal and live by your peace, the peace of God that passeth all understanding. Dear Lord, may we see an end to all behaviour which prevents your will being obeyed and for peace to reign eternally. We remember those that not here but are on our minds today. We pray for John and Margaret. We pray for April. We pray for Stuart and indeed for Jean. We pray for Sarah Jane. Help us, Lord, in our own witness to show love to all people. May we cultivate true Christian love in all that we do, following your example. So may we adopt a caring and courteous attitude, being humble and loving at all times. Finally, Lord, we bring to you each other. Richard, special day for him on his birthday. We pray for Jilly. We pray for Brian. We pray for Graham and for Deborah. We pray for Bruce, we pray for Rita, we pray for Sarah, we pray for Eunice and myself. Lord, we thank you for all that you do in our lives, and we just want to know you to know that we honour you and we love your peace. Your peace is so wonderful and so different from all other kinds of peace. So, Lord, hear our prayer, for we bring it in your wonderful name of Jesus, our Saviour. Amen.
See his presence the other day, one of the top ones. because the chappie who did the operation, who made the muck up, so he made two more holes, he has not been back to work since he did April's operation. And they think he's just sitting there with his head in his hands. He's just so sorry for what he'd done. But that's the latest, and just waiting there what they can do for the, you know, to reverse things.
Yes.
They don't know yet.
Okay.
But they've still got April on their list.
Oh, yeah.
Mm? Yeah. Good. Thank you. Right. Thank you, Judy.
We're going to sing "When Peace Like a River Attendeth My Way, When Sorrows Like Sea Billows Roll, Whatever My Lot, You Have Taught Me to Say, It Is Well With My Soul."
Thank you.
for a minute. I'd like to come to the Lord with another prayer. Dear Lord, we have heard what has happened to the surgeon that has made a mistake. Lord, we pray that you would be with him. We know, Lord, that you forgive. And we pray that that man will make the right decision about his own future. And we pray, Lord, for April as she waits for the new operation. We don't know, Lord, but she may have worries because of what happened. And that we ask, Lord, that you would comfort her and give her your confidence. We also know that Kelsey is leaving sometime in October for promotion. But we're going to miss him, Lord, and we want to thank you for all that he has done for us, and we also want to pray for his future as he goes to another pub nearer to his original home. So, Lord, be with him, be with April, and be with the two surgeons, the one that did the operation and the one that's going to correct it. We pray for them all, Lord. Amen. Now we come to our reading, and Graham has offered to read this one. Thank you.
Reading this morning is from John 14, verses 25 to 31. All this I have spoken while still with you, but the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. Yeah. You heard me say, I am going away and I am coming back to you. If you love me, you would be glad that I am going to the Father, for the Father is greater than I. I have told you now before it happens, so that when it does happen, you will believe. I will not say much more to you, for the prince of this world is coming. He has no hold over me. But he comes so that the world may learn that I love the Father and do exactly what my Father has commanded me. Come now, let us leave.
Words of Jesus himself. Thank you, Graham. My mind goes back to when Graham first joined our church in London, and he said, I can't read. And he's gone a long way since then. He became a courier while in that church and learnt how to speak. Well done, Graham. Over to Julie.
So this is a beautiful song. I think we may have done it one Advent. And it says, my peace I give unto you. It's a peace that the world cannot give. It's a peace that the world cannot understand. Peace to know, peace to live. My peace I give unto you.
I expect most of you have probably worked out that I was born in 1934, and by what, 1939, the Second World War began. And so, what did peace mean to me as a young boy? Well, it was peace with defeating the Germans. It was peace from the bombs. It was peace from not having to wear gas masks and going into shelters for air raids, doing lessons in those horrible cells. And so peace to me was to get rid of the war, to get rid of the Germans. Later, I was evacuated for the last year of the war with an aunt I'd never met before. Her sons were all in the war, so I didn't meet them. Her two daughters were at home. They were older than me, and well, they tried to boss me. I wanted peace. I wanted to get back home. That was peace. And you know, we all have funny ideas at times of what peace really is. Well, we're going to look at that more closely now. The word peace should mean a great deal to each of us as believers. Yes, as believers. And I want to begin by quoting a few verses of Scripture concerning this great and wonderful word, peace. Philippians 4, verse 7. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. The writer of Philippians certainly knew what true peace was. Colossians 3, verse 15. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called one body, and be thankful. Apart from our reading, John 14, verse 27. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. Peace? Shalom? You heard that word? Shalom is a precious word to the Jewish people. And it means much more than the absence of war or distress. Shalom meets wholeness, completeness, health, security, and even prosperity in the best sense. You know, when we are enjoying God's peace, there is joy and contentment. But God's peace is not like the peace that the world offers. The world bases its peace on its resources, while God's peace depends on relationships, depends on our relationship with God. In other words, to be right with God means to enjoy the peace of God. The world, you see, depends on personal ability, but the Christian depends on adequacy in Jesus. In other words, in the world, peace is something you hope for or work for. But Christian peace is God's wonderful gift, which we receive by faith. Unsaved people enjoy peace when there is an absence of trouble, as I did as a kid. Christians enjoy peace in spite of trials, because the presence of power we have, which is, of course, the Holy Spirit working in and through our lives. People in the world, you see, walk by sight and depend on the externals. But Christians, we walk by faith and we depend on the eternals. The Spirit of God teaches us the Word and guides us, not drags us, but guides us into the truth. The Spirit uses the Word to give us peace, to give us His love and His joy. And if that does not calm a troubled heart, my friend, what will? Let me say it again. The Spirit uses the Word to give us peace, to give us His love, His joy. And if that doesn't help a troubled heart, what will? In the passage of John's Gospel, the Lord names two of our great spiritual enemies. Beware. The world and the devil. They are our enemies as Christians. The world and the devil. And the devil should have no claim on us. Not if we are true believers and have the Holy Spirit working in and through us. There is nowhere in Jesus where the devil could get a foothold. And as we are disciples of Jesus, Satan can get no foothold in the believer's life unless we permit it. So that would be our own fault. Neither Satan nor the world can trouble our hearts if we are yielded to the peace of God through the Holy Spirit. How important the ministry of the Holy Spirit is. Jesus shows His love for the Father and for the world by voluntarily going to the cross. He did not hide or flee from it. He willingly laid down His life. Surely, surely, His own perfect peace should assure us that He alone, we sang Christ alone, didn't we? That He alone can give true peace. You know, Jesus was always the master of the situation, and He is the one that enables us to take control of our lives as we surrender to Him and as we receive His legacy of peace. And so I finish with these words which we had at the beginning. Philippians 4 verse 7. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. The peace the world knows is not for us. The peace for us as believers is the very peace of God, which is so different. To God be the glory. Amen. I received some literature from the organization behind the daily reading Bible notes, and they're talking about peace and hope as Christmas draws near. And that makes me think that during Advent, perhaps we could look at some or maybe all of the fruits of the Spirit, which include those very important things. And if some of it is the same as we've had in the past, that will not hurt us. If that's what God gives to us, then that's what we will have. And I wait upon God in prayer for what we do in Advent. God bless you all. Amen.
So, following the message, we're going to sing Peace Like a River, Love Like a Mountain. Question first to Gillian Richard. You're not going to be with us next week. Can you tell us what you'll be doing?
Yes.
We're going to Mallorca.
Sorry?
We're going to Mallorca.
Uh-huh.
Robert's coming too.
Yeah. Yes, I think we all were at a place of just needing some R&R. Rest, relaxation and retreat.
Good.
That's
R&R. That's what I said.
Oh, sorry. You said
R&R. No, I said R&R. No.
And we'll be remembering you in
Thank
our prayers.
Thank you. We'll come back full of vigour.
Two.
Well, we come back on a Saturday morning. So we only miss one Sunday. We made it like that. Well, Richard do anything for breakfast.
Yeah.
Robert. Oh, and Robert, yeah.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
So, one of Rich's favourites. And, you know, to find that peace, we need to go to Jesus. We've received it, but we need to keep talking to him to be in that peace. So we thought, what a friend we have in Jesus would be a good song to finish on. And liven the pub up.
What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and grief to bear. What a privilege is
together as we say the grace.
Spirit, be with us all, evermore.